This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani. Reports on word that teams are being put in place to implement a possible Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal.
A U.S. official says Mideast mediators are getting ready to implement a ceasefire and hostage swap deal between Israel and Hamas even before a final agreement is set. The official says a proposal now on the table basically bridges every gap between the two sides, and an implementation cell is being set up to focus on the deal's logistics. The remarks came after mediators in Doha said 2 days of talks had ended with plans to meet again next week in hopes of sealing a deal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A trail of destruction lies in the path that Ukrainian forces carved on the risky incursion into Russia, blasting through the border and eventually into the crowd in the town of Sutsa, where Associated Press journalists traveled Friday on a Ukrainian government-organized trip. Thailand has a new prime minister and its youngest one in the country's history, Reuters' Fiona Jones.
37-year-old Paytong Tan Shinawat became the youngest ever prime minister of Thailand on Friday. The political newcomer is taking on a host of challenges facing the country, including an unstable political climate and floundering economy.
It's about time to do something for the country and for the party as well. I hope that I can do my best.
Her win comes only a day after she was thrust into the spotlight amid an unrelenting power struggle between the country's warring elites. Paytong Tan sailed through with nearly two-thirds of the House vote, 2 days after her ally, Sreta Tavisin, was dismissed as premier by a constitutional court.
And this is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on Pakistan's first case of Mpox.
Pakistan's health ministry has confirmed its first case of Mpox days after the World Health Organization declared the spread of Mpox a global health emergency. Pakistan's health ministry have said more tests are needed to determine whether the patient had a new variant of the virus. The new case in Pakistan comes a day after Sweden identified the first case of a person with the more infectious form of Mpox. The more contagious variant was first seen in eastern Congo, and the World Health Organization recently declared the outbreak there and elsewhere in Africa to be a global emergency. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP correspondent Norman Hull reports border arrests dropped significantly in July after asylum restrictions took hold.
Federal authorities say arrests for illegally crossing the border from Mexico plummeted 33% in July to the lowest level since September 2020, a result of asylum being temporarily suspended. The Border Patrol made 56,408 arrests last month, down from 83,536 arrests in June, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, its parent agency. Asylum was halted at the border June 5th because arrests for illegal crossing topped a threshold of 2,500 a day, though a lack of deportation flights prevents authorities from turning away everyone. Norman Hall, Washington.
Militants with ties to the Islamic State group killed 16 villagers in northeastern Congo and kidnapped 20 others. A local civil society group said Friday that the attacks occurred between Wednesday and Friday and that some of the victims were farmers. Dozens of villages across Congo were besieged by armed groups that often carry out deadly attacks. The violence has resulted in one of the world's biggest humanitarian crises, with more than 7 million people displaced. The United States has called Sunday on the military to join talks aimed at calming the country's grinding conflict as the country faces a worsening humanitarian crisis. The Sudan military has boycotted negotiations in Geneva, Switzerland, now in their third day, despite forces and international pleas that it take part in the talks. Sudan's military is battling the powerful paramilitary force known as the Rapid Support Forces. Sudan's governing council, which is led by a top military generals, has said that the key is border across of Adre from neighboring Chad into Sudan's rest of nation of Darfur, where people are facing famine, and that it will open. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA